The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
When I received the final order of service for chapel this morning, I followed it all the way through down to the end, and then I saw at the very end on the last page, it gave my name, and then it said closing thoughts. And I thought, hey, what a great way to express what I'm to do this morning. Dr. Shoemaker, I thought about it a little further. And I thought, I know we have time capsule ceremony tomorrow, but this is actually the last day in chapel when we'll have a scriptural challenge. So really, I'm giving closing thoughts. Closing thoughts not only for this chapel, but closing thoughts as we finish up the semester. Immediately, my heart went to 2 Corinthians 13, you need not turn there, students. I just want you to listen here briefly as we read the words of the Apostle Paul. He had ministered in a place called Corinth. Boy, it was not an easy assignment. I don't think the church at Corinth is a place that any of us going into the ministry would sign up to go to today. But yet there's no doubt about it. He fell in love with those people. You know, those people had their struggles in a lot of different areas. But frankly, that they are so like you. And so like me this morning, students. In that there's a sign that's invisible that hangs over every one of us. And that sign says, under construction. God never stops working in our lives. From the time that He saves us until we go to heaven. Sometimes we're very cognizant that God's working. That He's putting us in the kiln. That He's turning up the burner. And the impurities are being burned out. But there are other times when, frankly, we scratch our heads and say, God, what are you doing? Are you really at work in my life? And then we tend to compare. And of course, the Bible says that when we compare ourselves among ourselves, we're not wise. But we tend to look at God's work in other people and minimize the work of God in our own lives. Students, Paul uses a word here, farewell. There's a word not found anywhere in the Bible for Christians. It's the word goodbye. I don't know if you've ever thought about this. But from the time you get saved, God sees to it that you connect with other Christians in different ways. And once you connect, oh, you may get separated by time. You may get separated by geography and distance. You may get separated by circumstances. But you mark it down. There's a day coming when there will be a reunion and you'll be back together. And so He says, farewell, brethren. And to these people, including Himself, that are under construction, He gives these farewell thoughts. And they're my thoughts for you from Scripture this morning. Notice with me, they are number one, thoughts of maturity. He says, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Oh, Dr. Shoemaker, wouldn't we love to be perfect? Who can be perfect? Only one, the Lord Jesus. We're thankful here that the word actually means, in the original language, be mature. Our president, Dr. Shoemaker, I wrote this down on my phone, and I've gone back to it several times, sir. As you said in the opening comments of one of the opening chapels, it may have been the opening convocation, you said, students, I am praying for your time. I am praying for your friends. But then you said, last of all, I am praying for your growth. Students, when you were at home and you were growing up, man, you changed every year and you didn't know it till you went to put your clothes on and you're like, hey, what night of the week did I change sizes? But you grew. And may I say to every one of you, even though you may not know it and feel it and see it, you have had growth in your life while you've been here. And you know what Paul says to these people when he says farewell? And as we say farewell this morning, and some of you are graduating, and some of you are going out for internships, and some of you are going to the mission field, and some of you are going into business, and some of you are going to work in churches, whatever it may be, keep growing. Hey, you're not going to have chapel every day, but stay in the Word. You're not going to have all the campus church services, but find a church and get involved. He says, be perfect. Thoughts of maturity. Secondly, thoughts of security. He says, be of good comfort. Man, do we live in an insecure world, Dr. Phillips? Wow. I don't like to watch the news anymore. But can I tell you, you can be secure. I pulled out of my driveway this morning and my neighbor was there, flagged me down. And he said, hey, Greg, I just want to tell you, we're going to be moving out state. And we're a little wondering, how's a house going to sell? And where will we find a new house there? I said to him, hey, Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he, God, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Students, you can be secure. You're not on your own. Paul says, be mature. He says, be secure. He gives thirdly thoughts of unity. He says, be of one mind. Oh. Students, wherever you go, spiritually fit in. Be a giver, not just a taker. Be someone who adds value by your spirit. That spirit of Daniel chapter 6 and verse 3. Of a man who we think of Daniel in Daniel chapter 1 as a young man. When we get to Daniel 6, he was in his 80s. The Bible says he's still evidenced in his life an excellent spirit. Thoughts of maturity. Thoughts of security. Thoughts of unity. Number four, thoughts of tranquility. Live in peace. The Bible says, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with some men. No. Live peaceably with all men. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation, literally your self-control. This world's out of control. We as God's people, the Bible says, are not to live our lives out of control. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Why? The Lord's at hand. He's in your car when you're driving. He's in your bedroom when you go to sleep at night. He's in your classroom when you're there taking finals. Be careful for nothing. But in everything through prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And guess what's going to happen when you do? And let the peace of God, which what? Which can be measured. No. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thoughts of maturity. Thoughts of security. Thoughts of unity. Thoughts of tranquility. And most of all, thoughts of deity. And the God of love and peace shall be with you.
Students, don't pray, Lord, be with me. Instead, pray, God, help me to be aware of your presence, because you've told me in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you or forsake you. I remember being in Christian college like you. I remember it, students. I know you find this hard to believe. I remember it like it was yesterday. On the weekends, we'd go out and serve at what we called extension. We could choose a local church. And it just so happened that my hometown was only about 90 minutes from the college. And so on weekends, I went with other college students to my hometown. And we worked in all areas of the ministry. And then we had to be back, Dr. Shoemaker, by midnight. And so we would go over. Normally, we'd go over to my mom and dad's house and get a bite to eat before we would leave. And then as we were getting ready, now this is Minnesota, we drove in all kinds of weather. I just love to drive in the snow. But we'd get ready to leave my mom and dad's house normally about 10:30 on Sunday night. And when we did, my mom and dad would come and give me a hug. And then without fail, one of them or both of them would give me some closing thoughts. They'd say, Greg, stay awake. They'd say to the kids who were going with me, don't go to sleep in the car. Keep him awake. They'd say, don't drive too fast. My dad would say, Greg, don't speed. With those closing thoughts, we'd get in the car and drive off. So as we get to the end here, and you were about ready, metaphorically, to drive off, on behalf of Dr. Shoemaker and the administration and the faculty and the staff, we give you these closing words. PCC students, be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.